Hi, how are you?
No, I'm great. I'm great. I mean, I'm just looking at the Mia brothers, inverted commas. I mean, you guys are just overachievers in every possible space. It's like, you know. I mean,
nice of you to say.
No, great stuff. So I see that you actually have that you the chairperson of Pegasus Universal Aerospace, and you know, this is, I mean, apart from you being an actual doctor that treats people. So if someone like me goes and does something stupid, as I would every year or every second year, you're the person I would go and see to assist me, you know, to sort of put me back together. But apart from doing that, you also seem to have an absolute passion for aerospace, for aeronautics.
Well, being stupid every 2 years is not bad. Not bad statistics.
No, there's severe consequences. I build it up, and then there's severe consequences. I don't know if you heard my conversation with Lisa Relly now. Just last year, fractured a foot and slipped a disc. So you see what I'm saying? It's you know, when I go in stupid, I go in stupid all hard. You know what I mean? So you were saying?
Happy you survived and you're here with us.
Thanks for that.
So Pegasus Universal Aerospace is a company that I started about 7 years ago to pursue and investigate the potential of building the world's first vertical takeoff and landing business jet.
Wow.
And at the time, there were a few big questions about whether or not it could actually be done. And over those last 7 years, we've managed to de-risk all of the six major subsystems to prove in many ways that the airplane will work and will fly and will be a valuable tool to anybody that previously would have had a helicopter or a helicopter and a business jet. And it's been surprising us quite a lot.
Mm.
As, you know, from a safety point of view, we've obviously found that the plane would be safer than a helicopter or a business jet because of the multiple redundancies and methods that we use to keep the plane in the air. And it's really quite exciting for us. I don't know if you've had a look at the website and seen what the pictures look like. And
I'm actually paging through what can only be described as almost a little manual, a little guide to, you know, what you guys are doing, and it's absolutely stunning. I mean, look, I'm no aeronautics person myself, but I mean, I know for a fact that one of the things, I think there's only one jet, you know, military jet that can actually take off. I forgot what it's called. That can take off vertically. And I think the Brits had built it, if I'm not mistaken.
So, yeah, there was a Sea Harrier.
The Sea Harrier, yes.
There's a newer one called an F-35.
Oh, okay.
The difference between those types of jets and what we're building is that those use hot gas and they vector it downwards to push the plane upwards.
Ah.
Now, if you could imagine directing gas at thousands of degrees Celsius at the ground, if you had to try to land on grass, you'd set fire to it or wooden deck. In fact, those jets could even melt tar if you tried to land on the road.
Jeez, man.
We use cool air fans, so fans that are in the wind, but there's no hot gas that goes down from them. So if you wanted to land at a game farm or at a mine, wherever it is you wanted to, even on a yacht, you could do so safely without burning everybody. And at the same time, the military jets couldn't carry passengers. So what we're about is taking people from literally door to door in their journey without the need to go through an airport. And that really could save up to 4 hours on any typical journey.
I mean, that's exactly why you would want a private jet in the first place. But I mean, your typical private jet right now means that I have to go land at OR Tambo International. And depending on which family I belong to, I might have my own little customs, you know, gate. Or even worse, I could end up, you know, I don't know, landing at Waterkloof. But that's after chatting to the president and a couple of his friends. For my guests to a wedding. But I mean, in this particular instance, what you're getting at is that as a private owner of this jet, I can fly directly to my business campus and then from my business campus to my estate. So look, we're not talking about Gershwin and you know, whoever else's money. We're talking about Bill Gates's money. Yeah. We're talking about You know, and people, not just ones that fall in that particular category, but people who are moneyed and who have the resources to own things like helicopters and business jets. I mean, this year is absolutely stunning. You know, what prompted you, before we even get into the further technicalities of the jet and what's in it and, you know, what are the nice things? I mean, let's be quite frank. I mean, we all, you know, at some stage we were all 10, 12, 11 years old, and we sat there and we dreamt about doing something, and some of us built little jets with Lego, and you know, we wished one day we could do it, but we sort of abandoned that dream. What sort of left you to continue, despite being a medical doctor, having, you know, for argument's sake, completely pursued a different career altogether, to still say that, you know what, I'm going to pull a team together and start an aeronautics company, a fully fledged aeronautics company?
Well, you know, one thing I always found interesting was learning and studying. So, you know, that takes me forward. And inevitably, it will make me think about new things and new ideas. And so I studied an MBA as well as a finance master's. And these are the two real drivers behind my looking at business ideas. So if I can explain why aviation, I have always had a passion for aviation. And I started looking at, you know, we were producing a drink, a herbal energy drink called Legend that a friend of mine had formulated. And when I started with Dr. Ray's creams, the essential solution from Dr. Ray, I realized I had to sell one cream to make the same money as selling, you know, almost 100 cans of the Legend. And then I sort of drew a line, and I thought, where does this end? And it was, you know, ships, property, and airplanes. And I found ships a bit boring. Property, if the environment or the area goes down, the value of the property goes down. But in aviation, you could simply move that asset in another location or another country. And it was the most exciting of those. And I thought, well, let's look at different ways. And I thought if I wanted to build a South African business jet, it needed to be unique. It needed to be something that wasn't available, because we want people to look at this and desire it. And so that's where the vertical takeoff element came into it, because nothing existed or still exists in the world today that can provide that kind of service. So, you know, your typical journey, you would either buy or charter a helicopter, and then you obviously fly slow and your range is low, or you do a business jet, and then you have to go through airports, or you do both, and then you're obviously looking after two aircraft. And so that's the whole aim, is to take away the need to have those two aircraft. And, you know, obviously I'm not an engineer, so at first I had to find some engineers who believed in the project enough, or in the concept enough, to start working on it. And they did conceptual design studies and, you know, proved the concept through engineering numbers. And then I went and did the financial modeling behind it, and then the market research. And those three, I've pretty much gone through again and again, slowly building the team up as we progressed and taking the next step as those numbers have been positive and the feedback has been positive. And really, we've done conceptual design studies, computational fluid dynamics, which is basically testing the models, the 3D CAD models of the plane in a virtual environment at full scale. But what we're doing now is building the full-scale hover model. So it'll be the full-size 15-meter airplane that can take off and land and demonstrate that capability to the world.
No, that's absolutely stunning. And I mean, I'm looking at, you know, the way that you've, you know, apart from the development of putting, you know, getting this team together and all of that. And I mean, it's a high power team. I'm looking at your executive team. It's not, you know, sort of just a bunch of people with sparkly eyes and dreams in their eyes. These are professionals. These are people that know what they're getting up to, what is expected of them. You know, these are people that are obviously high salary demanding. So from a business perspective, I mean, do you have a proof of concept? Is this something that you can run with? Have you sold some of them? Is it a workable plan? Or is it something that you're still working on? It's still planning phase. And one day, look, I have all the faith in the world that this is going to work, but we still have a long way to go before we get this plane into the sky.
So the three areas that we want to tick off, obviously, as we go into a new venture. So one is the technical, which is the engineering. Then it's the financial modeling, and then it's, again, the market research to prove people will actually want this airplane or any product to the level that you have forecasted in the financial modeling.
Mm.
And that's what we've been doing over the last 7 years. And so we've seen quite a strong business case for the project as well as the technical side. And we do believe when we were at eBay's earlier this year in Geneva, mm-hmm. at the convention, we were given a stand. The organizer said, we like the plane. You know, we have to just come and display. And so we took our 1S scale model. And what we found is that, you know, very strong desire and feedback from people at the event. But what they wanted to see was the vertical takeoff in full scale. And I think that's what will take away the doubt that remains out in the market to enable us to pursue major funding and sales. So for now, what we're doing to get us to that point is we are releasing our second public share sale, which was approved by the CIPC late last month for the next 3 months. And it's something that we did last year, which enabled us to bring a lot of focus on the project, to bring engineers in-house to work on the project full-time. And that's our main method of overcoming what we call in aviation or in any technical development industry, the valley of death, where good ideas go to die because they can't, you know, get the funding to cross that.
I mean, Doctor, to be honest with you, I mean, I'm listening with to you, and for me, this is exactly the type of project that government needs to get behind. I mean, you know, imagine, you know, let alone your profit margins, you know, from a business perspective, the pride of seeing your own plane that you've designed and that you've been part of creating in the skies. The fact that, you know, if South Africa could turn around and say that it is the country from where this particular plane has been produced. I mean, that for me is the business case, you know, beginning and ending there already as it stands. But I mean, from what I understand, let's talk about that scale model and you know, putting this plane together, because again, this is not the type of thing that you can go into your garage and I don't know, get some wood, get some you know, cans together or some metal or sheet metal together, bang it out with a hammer, and then there you go, you have a plane. You know, the 1920s have come and gone, so let's not try that. How do you put this plane together? That for me is the fascinating, but that's the part that I, funny enough, focused on in my tweet.
So it's actually quite exciting, and there's new technology which has enabled us to do things that we could never have done 10 or 15 or 20 years ago. So to just come back to one point you made about the government and what it will do to the country, it goes far beyond the national pride. Of course, that will come with it. But we would create probably 7,000 to 10,000 jobs, direct and indirect. And then obviously the foreign income from selling these, because the main market is the export market, primarily the USA. You know, there's hundreds of billions of dollars of foreign income coming into the country, which is obviously good for everybody in the country. And, you know, the national pride is something that we need to showcase to the world, because we, as South Africans, are very innovative versus many countries in the world. And I see it a lot in the aesthetic medical field as well. But when it comes to building the plane now, things that have helped us to move forward faster are things like 3D printing. So we have our own 3D printers that we use to make fans and models and different items and parts of the airplane. But it is using South African engineering firms who will be able to construct components of the airplane for the full-scale testing. So it's not beyond what is available to us. The one area that we couldn't find locally, which almost came to us when I went to give a talk at the Royal Aeronautical Society in London, there was a company that approached us which does control systems and automation from the UK, and they had done basically the system that will keep the plane in the air and make it easy to fly. So even somebody without a pilot's license, if they had to get into a plane and let's say their pilot died, they'd be able to pilot this in forward flight or in vertical takeoff and landing mode almost as easy as if they were playing a video game.
Gee whiz, that is absolutely stunning. I mean, Doc, as you know, the you know, time is the enemy. I mean, for people listening to this now who want to find out more, just blatantly out of simple curiosity, as we tend to be as human beings, alternatively, maybe I don't know, someone from the Department of Trade and Industry that's saying, but hang on a second, we missed a beat with this story. Where do they go? Where can they find out more information?
So I guess the two easiest ways to get in touch with us, the one is our Instagram page, which is Pegasus_UA. And the other is the website, www.pegasusua.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's PEGASUSUA.com.
100%.
Yeah.
And no, that for me sounds... Listen, all the best. I mean, this is the type of stuff that I get very, very excited about. I mean, I don't know if you're aware, but, you know, the world's fastest car, the Bloodhound, was supposed to run in South Africa at one point or the other. I followed that story very, very closely. I'm still following it. I can't wait for the Bloodhound to eventually run. And I can't wait to see your plane in the skies one of these days. And who knows, maybe if I'm really, really lucky... And Dumiseni Kele lets me in on one of his business deals, I might be able to afford one of your planes one day. All the best to you. We'll have to leave it there.
Keep you in mind. We'll bring you along when we do our first flight next year.
Jeez, I'm definitely in it. I'm in it to win it. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I'll even get into the plane. But all the best. I'll have to stop there. You'll chat to Lee. We'll set it up. I'll strap in as one of your first passengers. There was Dr. Riza Mia. It's 11 o'clock, time for your latest Eyewitness News.